With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California's extreme housing costs are driven by many factors: strong demand, a lack of supply, and strict zoning rules, to name a few. But as Cap Radio's Chris Nichols reports, the home building process itself also drives up costs by tens of thousands of dollars per home.
Wooden frames are rising for new tract homes in Lincoln, a suburb outside Sacramento. Developer Mike Wyatt of K. Hovnanian Homes gives me a tour.
As you drive through the community, you can see there's probably 25 houses under construction today. Sales have been pretty good. We've had a few little issues, a little slowdown here the last couple of weeks.
Priced in the high 400,000s, these houses will be a relative bargain in California, where the median price for new homes tops $600,000. But why is that? What exactly is driving the huge cost of California's new homes, aside from the basics of supply and demand? Land, labor, and materials are big parts of it, but so is the building process. Developers in California pay higher fees than in other states. They're also subject to a long and unpredictable approval period at the local level.
Good evening. I'd like to call the August 26th meeting of the Sacramento County Planning Commission to order. Please join me.
That's where they can spend months on design requirements, public hearings, or experience permitting delays. UC Berkeley housing researcher Elizabeth Kneebone says this all adds to the builder's bottom line.
We've seen building costs growing in a number of different markets, but California stands out and by some measures has become, you know, home to some of the most expensive, if not the most expensive markets to build in.
Wyatt, the developer, says that's not all.
All the other just seems like add-ons that happen to us every year where somebody thinks it's a great idea, solar should be standard. That's a $10,000, $15,000 cost. Who's paying for that? You are the consumer. And again, housing is already, in some cases, you know, unobtainable for a large number of our consumers.
Advocates for affordable housing say there are good reasons for all the requirements. For one, they hold developers accountable to the community they build in. And two, they safeguard the environment. Something nearly all sides agree on is that California needs to speed up housing development. Governor Gavin Newsom promised during his campaign to do just that. So far, it's not happening. Housing production was down 20% in the first half of this year compared with a year ago. Dan Dunmoyer, who heads the California Building Industry Association, says developers build the exact same homes in Arizona, Oregon, Texas, and elsewhere for hundreds of thousands of dollars less than here. The difference? He says it's higher fees and way more red tape.
Until we change that whole process of developing land in California, we'll never solve the affordability issue. And that's our big challenge in California, is we're sticking all that cost into the new home, and that's pushing the price of everyone's home, new and old, up and up and up. And that's what's making this crisis so real.
Walking through Sacramento's leafy Midtown neighborhood, lifelong renter Louise Mitchell says she's ready to buy a home.
Yeah, in fact, I love this house right here. It's so neat.
What about it?
I just think it's really cool. I love the way it looks. Like, it's a gorgeous craftsman. Like, kind of the muted colors are a little bit different and interesting.
She knows her home will cost more because it's so complicated and expensive to build in California. Still, Mitchell says she's among those willing to bear the cost.
We pay the price, and it's a steep price. The California price.
She says it's worth it. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.